For the Family Vision Center in downtown Atlantic, this is Chris Parks, being joined by Cass and Adair County Conservation Officer Grant Jelly, as we always are, for our conservation report here on KJAN. Good morning to you, Grant.
Good morning, Chris.
Well, we're off and rolling now into the official autumn season, and we've already had a few things start to get underway now here with the hunting season, and we've gotten a little bit into that youth and disabled deer season. That's going to be coming to a close, and you'll have archery getting underway, and still lots to be had and getting prepped and ready for those seasons that are coming up in that regard.
Yeah, definitely. You've been getting a lot of phone calls and text messages and just general questions about deer season regulations and tag options and things like that. But yeah, first and foremost, one of our more popular seasons and possibly one of the longer deer seasons that we have in Iowa is the archery season, which opens every year on October 1st. So that kicked off yesterday. I'm sure there's somebody sitting in the deer stand right now in hopes of having a big one walk by. And then on Sunday, October 3rd, like you said, the youth and disabled portions will be coming to a close. And I've been seeing a lot of young hunters' pictures on Facebook and social media being successful hunters, so that's always good to see. We've had some unseasonably warm weather, it looks like, for the majority of that season. So I know some kids who are always been diehard youth season hunters, they kind of decided just to sit this one out because there was no fun in sitting out there when it's 90 some degrees trying to kill a deer. So just a quick reminder that if you have not purchased a youth tag for your youth hunter, you may want to consider doing that before the season comes to a close, because that gives you lots of options for the remainder of all the deer seasons that you can use that youth tag in. So always like to encourage people to do that, even if they're not sure that they will make it out. It just, like I said, it gives you a lot more options to take that young hunter out there, and then that way you don't have to worry about the weather affecting you or sports or anything like that. So it gives you many, many options to go with. But another thing that you can do is you can begin buying your antlerless deer tags for counties that do allow those. That's been going on September 15th. And so people can go in now and purchase as many of those tags as is allowed per that county. And some people call and ask what the quota is, and you can go online to our website, and we have an area in the website where you can go and actually kind of see an up-to-the-minute count of the available tags that are still left for those counties. And so that's always kind of handy before you maybe take a long drive and run to the store, that you can get on there and see what tags are available and maybe not waste a trip if they're all sold out. So we only sell 400 of them here in Cass County, and they do go out fairly quick. So just something to kind of keep in the back of your mind before you think you might get to go out there and get a tag or two that's antlerless. It's something to check into.
Yeah, good to keep that there on the docket and pay attention to those types of numbers that are out there and making sure you're taking advantage of it while you have the opportunity. Like you said, and with that youth tag too, that's great that they have the opportunity early in the season to get out there on their own designated season. But if it doesn't work out weather or activity-wise, like you said, you still have those options down the road. So good to keep that in mind. One of those other seasons that will be getting underway here as well, and actually is getting underway for the northern portion of the state here this weekend, is the duck season. And there's three different zones that kind of open up in progression here through the state of Iowa with that season. And some of those boundary lines have been adjusted. So that's something that folks that are interested in that need to keep in mind and pay attention to, so that you're getting in the right zones on the right dates.
Yeah, definitely. Real good advice there. Some of the zones have slightly shifted this year. So we now have the north zone, which is basically about the top three and a half tiers of the state of Iowa. And basically, if you take Highway 20 running east to west throughout the state, that is your southern boundary for the north zone, which in turn is the northern boundary for the central zone. And then all southern boundary for the central zone here actually comes through several of the counties that I spend most of my time in Cass and Adair, and that southern boundary to the central zone is Highway 92. And of course, there's quite a few zigs and zags there in the county when you go through Adair and Madison and Warren counties. But Highway 92 is the southern zone of the southern boundary of the central zone and the northern zone of the southern zone. A lot of zones there. But definitely something to keep in mind. You can go to page 20 of our hunting regulations booklet, and it shows those zones in there. And definitely something that you want to make sure that you're aware of before you head out. And because that pretty big highway, it was chosen for a reason. It's a really good landmark to, you know, tell you where you're sitting at in those zones. So make sure that you pay attention to where you may or may not be hunting. And then the central zone, it's actually our youth season this weekend, October 2nd through 3rd. So that'll be a good time to take a young hunter out in hopes of maybe getting their first duck or combination of ducks. And so you'll want to go to page 9 of the booklet, and that'll have all of your limits on there, different ducks that are allowed. It's going to be a 6-duck bag limit again this year, which includes no more than 4 mallards, only which of 2 may be a hen or female. 3 wood ducks, 2 redheads, 1 pintail, 2 black ducks, and 2 canvasback. And then the scop limit will be 1 for the first 15 days of the season and 2 for the remaining 45 days. So a lot of information there, and that's why it's really, really important for waterfowl hunters, particularly duck hunters, to make sure that they know what the limits are, they know where the zone boundaries are, and then, of course, make sure that they've got the correct type of ammunition. Only non-toxic shot is allowed. They must have a plug in their shotgun, and that they have the proper license in hand. So for a waterfowl hunter who's the age of 16 and older in the state of Iowa, you will have to have kind of a handful of licenses before you head out there. You have to have your hunting and habitat license. Then you'll have to have your Iowa migratory bird hunting fee paid. And then you'll have to have your federal waterfowl hunting stamp, or commonly referred to as duck stamp, in your possession before you go out there, which will have to be signed across the face of it. And then last but not least, this often happens a lot of times whenever you go and buy that migratory bird license, you have to register for the Harvest Information Program or the HIP program. And that number will have to be written across your license beginning December 15th. So that's something to keep in mind too. So again, waterfowl hunting is kind of a complex sport. There's a lot of different things you have to be aware of. And I always recommend before someone, just wakes up one morning and says, hey, I think I want to be a duck hunter, that they, go out and get themselves a good mentor, somebody who's been doing it for a long time, someone who's good at waterfowl identification and can kind of guide them through, what they need and have to have before they head out there and find themselves possibly doing something the wrong way. So if you ever have any questions about that, that's what we as conservation officers are paid to do and happy to answer, is just give us a call, and we'll be happy to help you out with whatever licenses you may need. So definitely something that you want to check into before you head out there and are not sure of what's going on.
Yeah, definitely a lot involved there, a lot to know and a lot to have, but the resources are there for you to find that information out, and they're there for a reason. A lot of people would probably, hear all that and think, well, geez, why are you making it so difficult? Well, it's a little bit different story when you're going in that migratory bird, frame, because there's so many different species. Like you said, the identification is important. Their numbers are very important, and keeping that information is a big part of that and what keeps that resource going. So that's why all that stuff is there. And as you mentioned with that HIP program, it does look like that there are going to be some changes coming next year with that as well, where you'll need to register either through the Go Outdoors Iowa app or also through a link on your smartphone. They're going to do that to make it more consistent for folks, because they've had some issues with that registration process being consistent at the vendor. So that's something they'll have to keep in mind for next year too.
Yeah, definitely. And wanted to point out, too, Chris, a couple lesser-known species and seasons that are opening here this weekend in Iowa. And one that we don't have any here in the local area, but if you are a rough grouse hunter and you happen to be traveling or in the northeastern Iowa area, we have a grouse hunting zone up there, which maybe a lot of people are not familiar with. And grouse season in that zone runs from October 2nd through the end of January in 2022. That's a 3-bird bag limit. And so, you know, like I said, not very common species in Iowa. A lot of their habitat has been removed, but they still do have some pockets of rough grouse in the northeastern area or northeastern corner of the state. And, of course, you're going to need to make sure that you're wearing your hunter orange or blaze orange while you're out grouse hunting. And then another season that is kind of what I would call an opportunistic bird, especially later on in the upland bird seasons like pheasant and quail. But today is the opening day of woodcock season here in Iowa. And the season runs from October 2nd through November 15th. And it'll have a daily bag limit of 3. And one thing to point out, which many people aren't aware of, is that woodcock are a migratory game bird. And in order to legally hunt them in Iowa, you must have paid your migratory bird fee or have your migratory bird license and the harvest information number in hand. So something to keep in mind there as well. Something that, like I said, people often jump a woodcock or two when they're out pheasant hunting, especially around the early portions of the pheasant season. So if you think you might have an opportunity at those, you want to make sure that you got the proper license. But a lot of people don't realize that we have a couple of those different species here in the state, but something kind of neat to talk about besides a deer for once.
Yeah, something else to keep in mind and maybe go have some fun with there. Another thing I just wanted to mention real quick here, because I saw a note here from DNR in the weekly publication this week talking about the popular Trees for Kids program. This is kind of with the forestry division. They've been funding projects to help plant landscape-sized trees on school grounds or other public places that are frequented by youth, and then the youth are involved in that process. So they'll award grants up to $2,500 to purchase trees and mulch to be planted on that public property. And that's been a very popular program that a lot of entities have taken advantage of. They said, unfortunately, though, due to some changes in the way that some other financial supporters have gone supporting some other programs, they've lost some of their sustainable funding for that program. So if anybody is interested with helping continue that program in a sustainable fashion, they would certainly like to hear from you. Otherwise, they said if they can't find that sustainable source, then it's probably likely something that would go away. But certainly something that's worthwhile and just another thing to get youth connected to the great outdoors. And it never hurts to have more of that habitat out there for everybody to enjoy and impact everyone around them. So that's a little information there on that program as well. And Grant, getting busy here in the outdoors. I'm sure you'll be seeing a lot more folks out there trying to track down some different critters, and it's a fun time of year.
It is. Don't forget about fall fishing. Fall fishing can be an exciting thing this time of the year, too. So, yeah, great time to be an outdoorsman or woman in Iowa. Lots of things to offer.
All right. Well, we appreciate your information here again this week, Grant.
Thank you. We'll talk to you again in a few weeks.
All right. That's Grant Jelly, the Cass and Adair County Conservation Officer. I'm Chris Parks. Thanks to Vambly Vision Center in downtown Atlantic for another week of the Conservation Report.